So I thought with heading into the Easter week, I thought it would be good to read some of these scriptures. And kind of look at two aspects, you know, of what Jesus did, what he went through, and what it accomplished for us. I mean, in a nutshell, I mean, there's four verses, I guess, here. So obviously we're not going to have a detailed, you know how we are. We have a short and sweet, something to take home and think about. And I always love this verse in Hebrews 12, verse 2. The first one here, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know, God gave him the task and the plan, and Jesus knew it from top to bottom by the time it came about, because he knew the Bible, he knew the scripture. So he knew exactly what he was going to have to deal with. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I always like to say, Jesus is God's right-hand man. Mm-hmm. He is his right-hand man. He is the Son of God, and he's at the right hand of the throne of God. There's a difference there, but Jesus did all the things that he did for us. And it's interesting. I wish I could know. And I guess I could. I just have to pray for the Holy Spirit to show it to me. The joy that was set before him. Because, you know, when he was in the garden and he was really in agony. And he was in agony because he knew what he was going to go through. I mean, he knew it better than anybody. You know, there's a verse in Isaiah that says that when Jesus was, it's a prophecy that his visage, you know, his body, his form was so distorted and hideous that you couldn't tell anymore that he was a human being. Now, I cannot imagine what that was like. But that's why when you see the passion of the Christ, even that's tame by comparison to what they did to him. I mean, those Roman soldiers, man, they were not nice people. They beat him to a pulp. That's why he couldn't even carry that limb that he was hung on. He couldn't even carry all of it to the hill by himself, because he was so weak by the time they got through beating him up for all that time. But Jesus did all that, and because of that, because of what he did and he accomplished in this Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 here, it says, wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him. God gave Jesus high exaltation. He lifted him up and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It glorifies God when we acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. He's the one who did it. He's the one that we can hang our salvation on. It's not us. It's not by our works. I always love when I ask people the question, two questions. You know, one, do you believe in salvation by grace through faith? Oh, well, of course I do. Well, are you going to heaven? Well, I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? Either you do or you don't. It's not by our works. It's by the grace and by faith through Jesus Christ. So it's either you are or you're not. And people have got to get that. It's not about your works. You don't have to wait until you get to the gate to find out if they're going to let you in. That's not the way it works. We ought to forget about all that and start spending our lives doing the works that we were created to do instead of worrying about whether we're ever going to get to heaven. If Jesus did what he did and you accepted it, then start transforming our lives and living that way and not worry about it anymore. That's the freedom we're supposed to have. And to summarize that aspect of it, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, it says, "For he," that's God, let's get our pronouns straight in this verse, "for he hath made him," Jesus, so God made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin. Jesus never sinned. Now, he was tempted in every way that we are, but he never sinned. It says somewhere else in the scripture. "Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." In him. So he knew no sin. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he was our substitution. Everything that, thank you, everything that we needed to make us righteous was accomplished at the cross. And it was really accomplished not at the cross, but at the resurrection. The payment was accomplished at the cross. The completion was accomplished when God raised Jesus from the dead after he was dead for 3 days and three nights. And then, of course, then you have Pentecost, and I wish churches would start treating Pentecost the way it should be treated. It's the forgotten part of our Christian year, and it should not be, because that's where we got the Holy Spirit. Without Pentecost, we didn't have the Holy Spirit. Anyway, that's a topic for another prayer breakfast. But so he, God, made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So, yes, we're righteous, not because we're so good, but because he's so good. So, that's what we're heading into with the Easter week coming up.